Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sport Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Of course, still basking in the Florida Panthers back-to-back Stanley Cups. The parade will be Sunday. You can hear all the coverage here on 560 WQAM as they go down A1A on Fort Lauderdale Beach. We'll be stationed up at Lulu's Bait Shack, bringing you all the action and seeing where the debauchery takes us. Should be exciting. Sunday.
Somebody NBA said Tobin out here releasing YouTube content while on the clock.
And?
No, it's just...
That's his job.
I mean, I didn't mean for the show to come to a screeching halt.
You did it? Sometimes it's like you're like, whoop, just like taking off. Whether it's been a soccer game that's 4 days old.
Oh, that was a replay?
Yes, dude. It's FanDuel Sports. It's always a replay.
You thought that was live?
No, in his defense, Inter-Miami plays at 3. Sometimes soccer's played at weird times.
And it said Miami, and I saw
is
the colors.
Inter-Miami MLS, or is this that World Cup bull hunky?
This is World Cup bull hunky, as you called it. Yeah, it's not World Cup. Thank you,
Who
Jimmy.
Are they playing?
Thank you, Jimmy.
Who are they playing?
Thank you, Tobin.
Who are they playing, Jimmy?
FC Porto?
Some Brazilian club.
But this isn't the World Cup.
No,
this is fake World Cup.
This is World Club
Cup?
Yeah, Club Cup.
Club Cup? We're in the club drinking cups.
6:40 tonight, you got Marlins and Phillies. The series wraps up. Game 4 of that series. Marlins will look to split it. They lost yesterday. Edward Cabrera is on the hill, so going to be a lot of walks. And strikeouts.
First Marlins game for me a couple days. I'm excited. Flanagan's Fest this Saturday.
Oh, you're going there to that?
Yes.
Very exciting. Why are you going? For the jersey, the food? What do you want to go there for?
My family in Orlando has a weird obsession with Flanagan's.
Really?
I love Flanagan's.
Who doesn't
Does
love
Flanagan's?
Can I just tell you, I'm not a big fan of baby backs.
Yeah.
Baby back ribs. But I like their ribs are delicious.
What was that?
But I go with rib rolls, and they have good burgers.
They do. They've got everything. I like their, and of course, the legendary cup. So what are you looking to get? You're getting the jersey, and then what are you looking forward to the most as far as food's concerned?
I want to see if there's some rib rolls. Are they going to?
I think they do have rib rolls.
Like,
yeah.
It's Flanagan's Day, so I want a rib roll for sure. But I want to check out our secret bar. I want to see if I can just stumble upon Robbie. Sometimes he's just randomly there.
Who are they playing for this? This is against the Braves?
I believe so, yes. I do believe it's the Braves because I think someone was supposed to work it or something.
It says first 15,000 fans will receive a Marlins Flanagan's Cup giveaway.
Yeah.
So a green cup?
Special, yes.
Huh.
But it has Marlins on it, I think.
Oh, remember that? That was one of my words.
Flanagan's Marlins jersey with special tickets marked with jersey are available.
You got to play that game.
Taboo? Radio Taboo?
Radio Taboo.
Pretty good.
He never lets me play the games. He only saves the games for the days I'm not here. He's a real bastard. It says enjoy ribs, wings, and Joe's Pale Ale at select concession stands. You want rib rolls. New this season, a food and beer package that features your choice of meal, Frog Boy, a Joe's Pale Ale, a jersey, and a ticket with our newly renovated bullpen bar and grill.
So,
whoa. Wait, I got to like get a ticket to get a rib roll? I'll put in a ticket
for
a rib
roll. It looks like, yeah, I would imagine you want to get the food and beer package with your tickets.
Gonzalo says it best. 15,000 fans showing up?
Good luck. But it is for Flanagan.
For a Saturday Flanagan, I bet you they do get 15,000. For a Saturday 4:10 start, Braves are a pretty popular team. Like I would say, I bet you they do.
All
right. Is that a you're probably getting Yuri or Sandy, right? I'd imagine.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like I'm a St. Louis rib guy cuz it has more meat, but their ribs are baby back ribs are unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm really like, you just reminded me the Braves were playing. I have no interest in baseball, even though I'm going to the game.
It looks like Sandy's on the hill.
That makes me a little bit more excited.
You're just there for the Flanagans.
Yeah, for the fun. And really, my family just, I don't understand. They just drove down for this. But
really? They drove down for Flanagans night?
My cousin who drove down, like.
Don't judge them like that.
He hasn't seen my son yet. And he's just like, but Flanagans Day at the park. And I'm like, what? But
he'll see your son.
I was going to ask. You think 2 years old, too young for a baseball game?
No. I think he can go.
If you're good with walking him around from time to time. I want to say I took Tommy to his first game. It was a Panthers game. We lasted two periods.
Oh, that's good.
The snacks is key. Is he a big snacker?
Big snacker.
You'll last a few innings.
Okay.
If you bring him. You'll last a few innings. You'll be all right. But I would say don't come too much before first pitch if you want to watch the game. Because you're going to like you're gonna eat into some of your snack time with him pre-game.
That's true.
So you gotta time that out right if you're dealing with a toddler at a game.
It's a good call.
Oh, yeah, because I'll tell you what. Because you know if you go too early, you get the snacks, you sit down. Like, they hurry up and eat it all. Game hasn't even started.
And they're ready
and now
to
they're
go.
Asleep, or they're asleep, or they're ready to go.
Yeah, it's going to be rough. I'm just going to leave them home. I'll leave them in the car. Just crack the window.
Yeah, don't even play around like
I'll
that.
I'll let you delete that off the podcast.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Take a break. We're back with more after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I ask a question genuinely?
I'm listening, buddy.
Hey!
I just want to be clear here.
What?
I have nothing against the Club World Cup.
Oh,
okay? Yeah. I wish it great. This is not like me versus Mike White. Mm-hmm. I wish it great success. I want everybody to have a good time. Mm. Enjoy your soccer.
Yeah.
Have a great time. My son loves soccer, right? Probably his favorite sport. Next, you know, so that's great. Why every time I mention it, I have to get badgered?
I know. Like,
have to get badgered.
I hate the fact that these teams play 100 games a year, yet the league they play in only has like 30.
I don't try and badger people, I don't try and badger people into like, you like fighting, you don't like fighting, that's fine. You should like fighting, but if you don't like fighting, you want to be a stupid person, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm not going to sit here and debate it with you left and right. And I got this Solana badgering me about the Club World Cup. He goes, you don't know about Porto, bro?
Porto?
I'm like, no, I don't know about Porto, I don't know about Club World Cup. And don't we have task at hand? Didn't Messi just get bounced from the playoffs last year? Shouldn't we be focused on that? And we're sitting here, you're telling me about a new tournament that they made up. I'm wishing all the best. Have a great time. Enjoy watching it. But it's like, I can't fake enthusiasm for it.
But see, you're letting him win.
But he's badgering. He's like, you don't like more competitive soccer? I'm like, you couldn't. Do I know that? I've known about Porto for 3 seconds, so I don't know that they're good soccer players.
Thought it was a type of mushroom.
And then, you know what? And you can't ask somebody. You can't ask somebody who's into soccer about it.
Well, I
because
get,
then they look down on
I
you.
I get into these arguments all the time with like RVA Richie, who loves soccer, and he's hitting me up all the time being like, why don't you like soccer? Or our boy Martin loves soccer.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, you don't get it. And I'm like, all right, we'll get it. And he sends me a paragraph trying to figure out the soccer. And I'm just like, hey, I don't want a thesaurus to figure out the sport. And you guys, remember when we were sitting here during the tiebreakers and we're trying to figure, why do road goals mean the other? What?
Right.
The goal should mean the same.
Right. Road goal means more than that. And then you have, well, why not play a best of three? Why you got to play a two-legged thing where you got to add all these other things? Just play best of three.
And you know, like I tried. You know, like I tried to dabble into it. And you know what they do? You know what they do?
Golden goal.
I'll tell you what the soccer fans do.
What do they do?
They turn their nose up at you anyway. They don't welcome you.
Wow.
They turn their nose up at you.
Mm-hmm.
Been like, look at this. Johnny come lately soccer fan.
Mm.
I'm just like, all right, well, if you don't want me here, I don't want you here. I don't treat people like that when it comes to the fight game.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be like, oh, why is this guy awesome? Boom, boom, boom. You interested? No? All right, kick rocks. You're an idiot. I don't know. I move on. But if you do like it,
that hurts too,
I promise you'll be hooked about it.
Mm.
But no. How dare I not like the Club World Cup?
Mm.
I barely like the World Cup. I like the World Cup, but it's barely. Like, that'll get me in the circuit. The world is playing for the greatest soccer prize of all time. In.
That's fun.
The Club World Cup.
Meh. I feel like the best clubs are in it.
Though. The difference between the Club World Cup and the World Cup is the World Cup, all these teams, their players have to go back to their original country and play for their country. And the club thing, they all can play together, even though they're from different countries.
I understand the concept, but it shouldn't be called the World Cup.
Yeah.
The World Cup is the World Cup. The Club World Cup.
Yeah, that means that you might have a Brazilian and an Argentinian and a playing on the same team.
Yeah,
whereas in the World Cup, you don't.
I get it. They stick with their team. Mm. I get it. I understand the concept. It's still a stupid thing to call it.
Really?
The Club World Cup.
What should you call it?
I don't know.
I like the idea of a
you
Club
can't,
World Cup, though.
You can't be mad at something and not have a solution.
How about the football championship?
Football.
No, that
the
sounds
cup of,
stupid.
Cup of foot.
Not as stupid as, I got an idea. We'll take the World Cup and call it Club World Cup.
You know what the Club World Cup should be?
Hmm?
All the clubs in Miami competing with their Astrons.
Stop.
Next event, dropping it like it's hot.
11 boom, versus boom, Tootsies. Boom. That's crazy. I'd pay for that.
RVA Richard says, this tourney is meh. I'm with you, Tobin.
About it.
I appreciate that. Look, good luck to the Pinks. But you better be ready for the Red Bulls.
Now, Leroy, talking down. I'm not talking down to Tobin. Like, I'm just saying, like, I feel the same way. I don't know.
I just wonder.
Like, I don't mind watching. I'll watch Inter Miami play. Right?
I
have no idea what they're playing for or what are the ramifications of winning or losing because they play so many matches in so many different tournaments and so many, like, I don't know. So if it was clarified for me so that I know, like in basketball, you know when they break for the Commissioner's Cup or whatever it's called? Mm-hmm. You know when they take that break? You know what that means. And then that's it. They go back to basketball. They don't go here, then go play in a tournament in Europe, and then you come back on Tuesday and go, oh, yeah, this is against Columbus. This counts for the, like, I can't figure it out.
Timbo says, I'm not going to lie, Marcos' Club World Cup idea is really good.
Next up on the 300-meter tip drill. Wow. Look at the isolation of the cheeks, John.
Oh, my.
Speaking of Exotica, it is making its way to the Miami Airport Convention Center.
When you said isolation of cheeks, that means she's working them in.
Yeah.
She got some independent suspension.
Wait, that's in Freaknik of 99.
She got some independent suspension back there.
Yeah, she's good.
Is that the helicopter?
Wow. I thought that move was banned.
Well, in the BBL era, it's rare to see that pulled off, John.
This is great. It's great. Got something here.
Look at that, a greaseless slide down the pole.
Wow. Just like they used to do it back in the day. Nowadays, everyone's... Okay, never mind.
Haven't seen a move like that since the speakeasies. Wow. Exotica.
I'm more than sure they weren't dropping it like they weren't song. Dropping it like Astron.
People are still dropping ass to the Charleston.
For any
what is this, Ethel? They've added a trombone.
This is all going into the compilation at the end. People were still dropping ass to the Charleston.
Exotica is returning to Miami Fairport Convention Center June 27th through the 29th. You can win a 4-pack of tickets to go. For your chance to win, go to the contest page at WQAM.com and enter. Kai Finn says, y'all need Jesus. Evan 11 says, Tobin singing the Star Wars song. That's what I thought of. Is it they didn't steal that?
Is that the cantina song?
Yeah.
That's great.
When the girl was singing with the little bitty lips and the long.
Dr. Toboggan says a flapper astron. What is a flapper? Is that the. Is that like with the skirt that went razzle dazzle all over the place?
Mm.
No, with the
yeah, this is like from, well, I don't know, this is from Shein. You can get a flapper skirt that has like a fringe. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Like she has a long cigarette and like the feather in her hair, and she's like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. A lot of hip moves.
Hey,
we're getting really scantily clad here at Gatsby's. We're showing ankle.
Oh, wow, Gatsby's is the name for sure.
I apologize.
One of our better segments, if you ask me.
Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM.
Somebody said, Smith said, on behalf of running backs, Leroy needs to speak up on this AP video.
Yeah. You want me to get that for you?
Yeah.
He got into a fight at a poker tournament, it seems like.
Apparently this was last month.
Can I just say this? Like, everybody's not down with the shenanigans, right? And if they're not, you have to respect that. Some people don't, right? And then when there's consequences, then you want to say after the fact you were just kidding. I say, but that person got to be just as responsible to read the room also.
TMZ says, former NFL superstar Adrian Peterson got into a fist fight at with a poker player following a dispute over a hand. The tussle was all captured on video obtained by TMZ Sports. The shotgun scene unfolded back on May 27th while Peterson and others were playing cards at Joker Stars, a social club in Houston, Texas. Peterson tells us he and one of his buddies were involved in a disagreement while at the gambling table. One thing led to another, and they squared up. So this is his friend?
Yes, this was his friend.
The video shows the guy trading blows for several seconds. Even after a man tried to separate the two, Peterson took a flurry of punches to the face at the outset of the scrap, but once the fight spilled to the back wall, the ex-Minnesota Vikings running back appeared to land several haymakers. And listen, you gotta let the guy gas himself out a little bit. Here's the video. I'm gonna bring this up here via TMZ, Leroy. As you can see, Peterson and him in the tussle.
Seems like there's someone trying to separate things, but sometimes you just gotta be like, well, nothing I can do.
Nothing you can do. Let him get tired. Let him get tired.
And you know what? He oof. This went longer.
Try to stick the jab.
Ooh.
Oh, nice head movement.
Yeah, for sure.
Nope. Here comes the ground to pound up against Cage. Oh no, now he's in trouble. Now Peterson's got him in trouble. Oh, he hit to the right. And another right. And a right. Oh, John McCarthy may have to step in here.
That's great. That was a little
right in the mandible.
A little BT action right there.
So, can't get beat up by a guy half your size. Well,
I think the context here is they're friends, so they fought over poker.
Yeah, he made it seem like basically he said, "Hey, two friends, things escalated, we exchanged blows, and now we're fine."
Yeah, that's about how I fight.
Literally, sometimes it's how it
that's
is.
About. That's, it
Who
is.
Did Peterson try and fight? Who did he? Didn't he fought? Did he fight Le'Veon Bell? Who was his celebrity match against? He fought somebody. Because Frank Gore fought former point guard Darren Williams, right?
Yeah,
that was a bad fight. That was a terrible fight.
Le'Veon Bell knocks out Adrian Peterson.
He knocked him out, right?
Yes.
So,
What card was that? Was that Jake Paul something?
That's nothing.
This was Social Gloves, No More Talk.
How about AB being on FBI's Most Wanted list?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's not here, though, right? Isn't he over in the Middle East, I think?
No, he was live streaming.
Miami police are looking for him, too.
Good.
Well, that's who went after him for attempted murder. He's on the FBI list now?
Because he fled the country.
When you go international.
Oof. Man. He's on social media still posting. Like, nanny, nanny, boo boo.
He live streams.
Because that's what. Wait a minute. Are you familiar with his work?
It's a troll, man.
Are you familiar with his work?
I mean, he did leak John Gruden calls after he froze off his feet.
It's true.
I mean, like, yeah, man, I've done some dumb crap in my life. But it's just...
Frozen your feet before?
No, it's just, I've done human crap.
Ah.
Like speeding, you know, just doing dumb stuff. Like... What you do when you got no time on your hands, you ain't got a regular job, and you got the whole offseason over. You do some stupid stuff.
Last headline on TMZ, Antonio Brown live streams on the run from cops.
That is just...
Antonio Brown still not stressing over the warrant he was just recently issued for his arrest. He was on live stream on Wednesday, smoking, joking, and gambling. The NFL wideout popped up on Kick in an effort to promote a crypto casino platform. And in the video... In his time in front of the camera, you can see he was in great spirits despite the felony attempted murder charge he's now facing in Florida. He lit up an unknown substance, took several puffs, and then gambled on screen. He interacted with fans, at one point even acknowledging to some commenters who made remarks about the arrest warrants. Several times during his hour on cam, he made jokes, sported a big grin throughout the show. He is being looked for by cops. Since June 11, after they allegedly tried to kill a man during a May 16th dispute outside of an Aiden Ross celebrity boxing event in Miami. By the way, Aiden Ross just moved into Davie.
Really?
Yeah. $26 million mansion.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh, he's next.
Was he a YouTuber?
Not anymore.
Yeah, he's like a streamer, yeah.
Streamer?
Yeah. Streamer, yeah.
Streamer.
Tyler Herro was just on his stream.
He's probably the second most influential streamer right now. And those people are more important than rappers nowadays.
What?
Yeah,
more influential streamers for sure.
Streamers are more influential than rappers?
Yep. Absolutely.
So you're telling me Drake is more influential than Aiden Ross? Or Aiden Ross is more influential than Drake?
See, Drake is a different thing, though.
Like, you're going to the top of the food chain.
I'm just going by what he said.
Yes, but Drake is just Drake, you know. He's just like, he is Canada, so... But like your everyday
The Weeknd,
The Weeknd, Lil Baby, Antonio, anyone you can think of.
Antonio Brown posted a tweet that says Miami PD is sitting around making up fake charges to get publicity, and it's a picture of a bunch of clowns around a table.
Yeah, Miami PD is like, you know what we mean? Publicity.
So, like, when do people stop? Like, I'm just like. Whether this is legitimate or not. Okay, I'm gonna say I have no idea about these charges or nothing. I just know you turn on TV to say this man is wanted for attempted murder and he's mocking the police, right?
Mm-hmm.
They gonna catch him. But when, what is it gonna take for AB to just kind of take a step back, right, and say, I gotta kind of tone it down a little bit? Do they ever, they never tone it down, right?
Is Antonio Brown ever gonna tone it down?
Yeah, because we met, like you see, you for some reason, you think Ja's gonna do it.
Comparing Ja Morant.
No, I'm just saying, just in general. Not, I'm not comparing their situations. I'm just saying that we make an assumption, oh, he got caught this way. Mm. Oh, this will fix him, right? This will make him away. It never does, though. Like, I'm not comparing attempted murder with a speeding ticket, right? Although, that's the way they treat it on TV.
Yep.
Like, that speeding ticket might as well have been attempted murder. So...
Do you have any details on the thing that happened at the boxing event, Frog Boy? Like, do you know like what the dispute started over? Is there anything on that, or they just know that he chased a guy with a gun?
Initial reports were robbery. That was disproved. Second reports
that
were
he was robbing, or
that
he was
being
robbed.
Oh. Victim being robbed. That was disproved. The second thing that they said was just, I mean, Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown
just rustled the wrong feathers, I guess. And, you know, they kind of wanted to get into a physical altercation. He felt outmanned and grabbed his security guard's gun. That's essentially the only details that have been released.
All right.
So did he shoot the gun?
Yes, he fired the gun.
Okay. Well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. You got a group of people. He fired a gun.
Yeah, he was
like, regardless of where you pointed that gun or where you shot it, you fired a gun with people around.
With the intent to kill, too. Like, sometimes it's like, you know, no, fired he, in the air.
No, he didn't. He was aiming?
Yeah. He attempted to strike one of the two people who were jumping him. And then at first...
So, is that self-defense? Because you said who were jumping him.
Yes. I mean, it could. I mean, that could be something that the lawyer uses as an argument, but obviously there has to be more to it. Because they got
him. It seems too...
And then released him.
It seems crazy, right?
I just feel like most Tyreek Hill altercations usually start with, Tyreek Hill was supposed to pay me for something, and he did it. I mean, not Tyreek Hill.
Antonio Brown.
I feel like most of it is like
he's supposed to pay.
He was supposed to pay a chef, and he didn't. And then there was an altercation at his house, or he was supposed to pay.
Yeah.
You know, a mover, and there was an altercation at his house. Right. Like, that feels like the story that's always there with him. And then he's been obviously more active on social media and whatnot. Tyreek Hill also active on social media, but only because Noah Lyles to him is a chicken. I do like that he wore the Tua jersey to his race, though. Making good for not having him on the top five list.
Okay.
Seems like he's got his head right on the season.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
Dude, that's clear so gullible.
What do you mean?
Dude, like...
I like that he wore the Tua jersey.
Can I just tell you, you are in the Troll Fishing Hall of Fame. You get trolled and hooked so many times. Like, everything means something and whatever. Tyreek just messing with you, dude.
I don't think he's messing with me. I think he's just supporting his guy. They're back.
Like, you support him with that top five list?
I think he feels bad.
Too late. You can't unring that bell. You can't undo
it. You can always change a top five list.
No, you can't.
Sure you can. Power rankings.
Now you're going to EQ. Dude, if that were you, and then you tried, and then I tried to include you retroactively, you would have a fit.
If Tyreek Hill comes back and says, my top five QB list as we head into training camp, and then he puts two on the list, we're good.
Even though they play no football to change his mind.
Minicamp, change his mind.
Oh my God, dude, you're so naive. Like, this hurts.
That's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Drake get me going back to back.
I need a little bit more suntan lotion.
Today, Juneteenth, indoors is a commemorative. Oh, man, that kicked my ass.
I don't know. Can you?
Oh, you're right, dude.
Whoa,
you okay?
Oh, people are still dropping ass to the Charleston.
For any
what is this, Ethel? They've added a trombone.
Come and find me, motherfuckers.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. This Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.